Welcome to another eye-opening episode of Revealing the Truth About Islam, the radio show that shines the light of truth into the darkness of Islam. Exposing the lies of Muhammad, exposing the errors in the Quran. It's Revealing the Truth About Islam. And now, here's your host, author, conference speaker, and Islamic expert, Usama Dakdak.
And hello and greetings to you in the name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. It is our joy to have you with us as we continue our study of Islamophobia and the 2020 election. Here, once again, let me remind you, we are responding to the lies of Professor Todd Green, who is telling us that you, American people, need to stop believing in these lies of the so-called conservative concerning Islam. We do not have to fear the Muslims, and they can be great leaders for this country. So vote for them and give them America. That is exactly the bottom line of why Professor Todd Green, who is a liberal professor at Luther College, and he was invited to speak to a wonderful audience at this college there, where he told them the truth about Islamophobia and the 2020 election. In our last program, we talked about George W. Bush, and we found out that Professor Todd Green was building his belief about what Islam is and what Islam is not on the words of Allah of the Quran or the saying of Muhammad in the Hadith, or even on the history, how Muslims lived in the last 1400 years, but he actually believed Islam to be whatever Mr. George W. Bush said. But as we're going to see today, he will move on to Mr. Barack Hussein Obama, and that will be a second source for Professor Todd Green to learn about Islam. Sorry to say, that's not very smart, Professor Green. You should learn about Islam from Islamic sources, not such a deceiver Muslim man, as we're going to be talking about that in depth in our next broadcast, to learn that Obama is a Muslim man himself. And without further ado, here is Professor Todd Green.
For his part, Obama's also expressed some pluralistic views about Muslims and Islam in a 2007 New York Times interview. At the time he was running for the primary nomination, he said that Islam's call to prayer is one of the prettiest sounds on earth at sunset. It's really kind of an articulation of a sense of holy envy when it comes to Islam, something that was awe-inspiring in him when it came to Islam.
Now, we have to understand that when Professor Todd Green speaks of Mr. Barack Hussein Obama, he's not speaking of him as a Muslim president, but as a Christian, as you're going to see this a little bit later in his seminar here. So now he's telling us that Obama was a good guy, was a good Christian president. That itself is a problem. When you're quoting a Muslim man claiming that he's a Christian and what he said about Islam to be true, this is a problem. Big problem, America. But Professor Todd Green is telling us that Obama had an interview in the New York Times in 2007. And in this interview, Mr. Barack Hussein Obama made a statement about the call of prayer. Do you know what is the call of prayer? That is the shout you hear from the mosques all over the Middle East, and soon you'll be hearing it here in America in every mosque, as they are already pushing that all over Europe and Canada. What is the call of prayer? Lots of people rejecting even to have the call of prayer outside the mosque without knowing what Muslims are saying in the call of prayer. But here is what Mr. Barack Hussein Obama said about the call of prayers. He said, Islam's call to prayer was one of the prettiest sounds on earth at sunset. I don't care about sunset or sunrise, but because obviously Muslims made that sounds of the call of prayer five times a day. But is the call of prayer really one of the pretty sounds you can hear anywhere? When we Christians in the Middle East hear the words Allahu Akbar, what does this make us feel? Do we feel real good because the call of prayer starts by saying Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar? Now, when we hear that shout Allahu Akbar, what does this make Christians in the Middle East, those who understand what the words Allahu Akbar means, feel? Yes, you can ask Mr. McCain, and Senator McCain will tell you that Allahu Akbar, it means God is great. And boy, oh boy, what Christian in planet Earth today would have a problem when Muslims say God is great? But is this true? Is Allah God? We heard from Mr. George W. Bush, as Professor Todd Green quoted, He said that Christian and Muslim worship the same God. And obviously we found out that's not true. Allah, the God of Muhammad, is the devil, Satan himself. So what about the word Akbar? Akbar means great. No, that's wrong. Maybe the American people need to learn a few words in the Arabic language to figure out who is lying and who is telling the truth about Islam. The word Akbar means bigger. The word Azim is the word great. I never heard once in my 50 years living among Muslims all over the world, never heard once a Muslim say, Allah Azim, Allah is great. But they always say, Allahu Akbar, which actually means Satan is bigger, not God. So don't get yourself confused here, my dear friends, to think that Allah is God. No, and the word Akbar, bigger, is not the word Azim, which is great. We can challenge Muslims in that to show us where they come up with the idea Allahu Akbar means God is great. But if you hear it from Senator McCain, and you hear it from Mr. George W. Bush, and you hear it from Mr. Barack Hussein Obama, and now Professor Todd Green is repeating these lies to the new generations in America, our college students, who will teach it to their children and their grandchildren, now it is over. Allahu Akbar means God is great, which is obviously a big lie. What is the problem I have with the call of prayer? It is a reminder of many evil things that took place in the life of Christians and Jews in the past, as it is written even in the pages of the Quran. My friends, if you go with me to many of the verses of the Quran and read the interpretation of Muslim scholars, all these verses which mention wars which Muhammad and his followers carried in the early days of Islam, what did Muhammad used to do? He used to meet with his Muslims for a prayer. And after they do their prayers, they go and siege these villages and these cities. And what they do is they shout, Allahu Akbar. And if the people of the city shouted back, Allahu Akbar, which means, yes, we believe your Allah, the devil, Satan, is bigger, then that means they submitted. So they will convert to Islam. So Muhammad and his savage early thousands of followers do not have to attack that village. This is the reality of the shout, Allahu Akbar. It is when you hear it and you know what's in it and what is behind it and what is the history about it, you tremble. That is tyranny in words. Just for us Christians in the Middle East to hear the words Allahu Akbar in the call of prayer, that is enough to bring fear to our life. It reminds us that this could come again to us as Muslims. We'll be shouting Allahu Akbar, and we have to submit to them and accept their religion or base the jizya out of hand, and we are subdued, as Allah stated in Quran chapter 9 and verse 29. And my friends, this is the same shout which Muslims carry out every time when they perform jihad for Allah. Watch YouTube videos and you know exactly what I'm talking about. Mr. Barack Hussein Obama sees that sound is beautiful. It is really the prettiest things about Islam. That is because Obama is either lying or does not understand the history of the shout, Allahu Akbar. My friends, I know Muslims in America today will not use the call of prayer out of their mosque to bring fear to us, but they will use it to bring us to accept them as a respected religion. That is to respect the religion as a good religion. After all, first, we allowed them to build Islamic centers or mosques all over America. And then we allowed them to have the call of prayers outside the mosque. And then we allowed them to celebrate their two festivals, Ramadan and Eid al-Adha, to be a normal, respected festivals as Christians celebrate Christmas and Easter. And that is making the American people give the green light for the Muslim people in America to do whatever Muslims do in the early days of their existence in any foreign land. But the day will come, America, and you will hear the Muslims in America shouting Allahu Akbar as they will practice the final commands of the words of Allah in the Quran. That is to fully invade America through burning our churches, shooting and killing our policemen and our men who will do anything to stop them from taking over this country. And trust me, they will be taking or kidnapping our females as concubines and slaves, because that is the reality of Islam. When Muhammad did the call of prayer, he was gathering his people to pray, and then he used the same words, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, to attack the villages and the cities near where he used to live. This is the reality of why I have a problem with showing any respect to any things of Islam, because Islam is a savage cult. It's an evil cult, and it needs to be stopped. But in reality, we're not going to stop it in America. We're just going to give to the Muslims whatever they desire, one thing at a time. First, we allow their children to have halal food in our schools. Second, we allow their prisoners to have halal food in our prisons. Third, we allow their servicemen who serve in our military to have halal food. Then we allow them to have their prayer rugs and the prayer time at any workplace and our schools. Then we're going to have the call of prayer from their mosque ahead in the future. Say 30 years from now or so, that's when they will start performing jihad in America. And that's not because Usama Dagdok said so. No. That's because that is exactly what the Muslims Brotherhood of America wrote by their own hands in the strategic goal of Muslim Brotherhood in North America. That's exactly what they said they're going to do. They're going to build Islamic centers, which they will use as a military base to attack America in the future. And the shout Allahu Akbar will be used first inside the mosque, the beautiful sound which Mr. Barack Hussein Obama liked to hear, and so do many of the liberals like Professor Todd Green. And then you will be hearing that shout Allahu Akbar outside your churches, outside your businesses, as they will be attacking us. Now, as for the rest of the call of prayer, it is above the grade of understanding of Professor Todd Green or any of our politicians or the media in America. As a matter of fact, just to say the shahada in these call of prayers is a great evidence that the Muslims themselves, those who love to hear the Islamic calls of prayers, they themselves do not understand the prayer calling. Can you imagine with me when the Muslim man out of this loud speaker will say, Ashhadu anna la ilaha illallah, وَأَشْهَدُ أَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ. That's exactly what you hear. What they're saying? He's saying, I bear witness that there is no God except Allah, and I bear witness that Muhammad is the messenger of Allah. Really? You bear witness? What witness?
The Straight Wave Grace Ministry is excited to announce the creation of two new convenient materials to help you in your ministry to the Muslim community. Our first booklet is titled, The Straight Way to Eternal Life. How many times have you met a Muslim man or woman, maybe in an airport or on a bus or in your neighborhood, and you felt burdened to share the good news of Jesus Christ, but you didn't know what to say or even where to begin? We have produced a small, convenient tract that will empower you to reach those lost in the deception of Islam. This 24-page mini booklet will share three facts. First, it seeks to convince Muslims that the Bible has not been corrupted, using just the verses from the Quran. Secondly, it reveals convincing proof that the Quran cannot be the Word of God due to an overwhelming number of errors and contradictions. Finally, it clearly presents the loving truth of the soul-saving gospel of Jesus Christ. Our second new booklet addresses the violent nature of the core teachings of Islam. Muslims continually claim that Islam is a loving and peaceful religion. They also insist that violence is committed by only a few radicals who misunderstood Muhammad's teachings in the Quran. This new booklet, titled The Violent Truth About Islam, examines dozens of passages from the Quran, the Hadith, and Muslim scholars. This powerful booklet will leave no doubt that Islam's long history of intolerance and bloodshed arises from the very words of Allah and the example of Muhammad's life. To order these new booklets, please visit thestraightway.org for more information.
I don't think our liberals in America, these are the Democrats, understand the meaning of the word witness. In their trial to impeach Mr. Donald Trump, they brought plenty of witnesses. And what is common among all these witnesses? None of them have seen anything, heard anything, touched anything, smelled anything, or tasted anything. They are false witnesses. They have no clue if what they're saying is true or not. Similar to that, the Muslims in the modern country of America in the year 2020 can shout, they bear witness that there is no God except Allah. And how in the world Professor Todd Green, who claimed to be a Christian, can believe that there's nothing wrong with that statement? Because we Christians, born-again Christians, do not bear witness that there is no God except Allah. Because actually we believe there are plenty of gods. As a matter of fact, the Bible teaches anything you put first before God becomes your God. So if you love your father or your mother, your wife or your husband, your son or your daughter, or say your car, your boat, your airplane, your golf club, or whatever you love before God. So next Sunday morning, instead of you are sitting with a body of believers worshiping God, you're doing something else. Now you put whatever that something else is before God, that something else actually becomes your God. So we as Christians do not bear witness that there is no God but Allah, but we believe that there is no God except God. And any born-again Christian who understands Islam, who knows the reality that Allah, the God of Muhammad, is Satan, can never, never say that Allah is God. That is concerning Allah. Allah is not God. Allah is the devil. Once again, I encourage you, my dear friends, to go and watch my debate, which is available online. Go to YouTube and search for Allah is Satan, Jesus is God. And there we have put enough evidence to prove to our dear Muslim friends that Allah is Satan. Not because Usama Dakdok said so, once again, because Allah in the Quran said so. How about Muhammad? When Muslims say we bear witness that Muhammad is a messenger of Allah, is this true statement? Once again, no Muslim today in planet Earth can say that statement and be accurate. Why? Because no Muslim today have seen Muhammad, heard Muhammad, touched Muhammad, smelled Muhammad, or tasted Muhammad. These are the five senses which God Almighty gave to us, which by them we can bear witness. So it's a false witness. And so it is with every Muslim in planet Earth. Not just those who live in America, but even those who live in Mecca, in Saudi Arabia. Someone may say, well, Brother Usama, you Christians do the same thing. You bear witness that Jesus is the Son of God. And you never seen Jesus. You never heard Jesus. You never touched Jesus. You never smelled Jesus. So how in the world do you reject Muslims from saying that they bear witness that Muhammad is a messenger of Allah, while you yourself bear witness that Jesus is the Son of God and you have the same problem? No, my friends, we do not have the same problem. Once again, you know why? Because we Christians believe that Jesus is God Almighty, who came in the flesh, died on the cross, and he was buried, and he rose again on the third day. We don't bear witness, but we believe. But wait a minute. Jesus in the Bible said here, you are my witnesses. Yes, indeed. Jesus was speaking to the people who have heard him, who have touched him, who have ate with him, those who saw him by their own eyes, and they are true witnesses. I'm talking about people who lived with our risen Lord, and they see the marks in his hand, in his feet, and his side, and we know for sure that these are true witnesses. As a matter of fact, we know from the scripture that there were at least 500 men who have seen our Lord at once after the resurrection, and they were all true witnesses. But I, as a Christian today, and each and every one of us who believe in Jesus Christ, we simply believe of who he is and what he have done for us on the cross. We don't bear witness. And if you do not understand what is the difference between believing and bear witnessing, I got a verse from the Bible for you. You see, if you go with me to the book of Hebrews, chapter 11, verse 1, we read, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. This is exactly the opposite of witnessing. We believe that Jesus is God Almighty who came in the flesh because this is our hope. And we believe in it even though we have not seen it. The evidence of things not seen. Now, our dear Muslim friends need to learn that the foundation of their Islam, which can be heard five times a day out of every mosque around the world, which they actually repeat all over their prayers. And they're not thinking. They're not thinking, what in the world I just said in my prayer? And sadly, many of them do not even know. what they are saying in the Arabic language, because Arabic is not their first language, and they just memorize their prayer in the Arabic language, and they repeat it over and over and over again. 50, 60, 70 years later, the Muslim man or woman dies without having a clue what they were saying in his or her prayers. And don't worry now, if they live in America, the greatest country of all, they heard Mr. Bush speak highly of their prayers, and they heard Mr. Barack Hussein Obama speak highly of their call of prayers. Therefore, we are leading the Muslims to eternity in hell by simply not telling them the truth about their cult, the cult of Islam. My friends, repeating the words of Barack Hussein Obama of how the Islamic call of prayer is the most prettiest sound on earth on sunset or at the time of sunrise will not change the problem with Islam. Professor Todd Green, you need to learn the things of Islam from Islamic sources, not from Mr. George W. Bush or Mr. Barack Hussein Obama or whoever you hang out with. I can educate you, sir. I offer you my time and the knowledge of Islam, that is, from the original sources of Islam, that you can be educated, that you can be used for God to reach out to the lost Muslims whom you are sending to hell by praising their Islam and by attacking people like me, by calling us Islamophobic ministries. My dear friends, we're not finished with Mr. Barack Hussein Obama, as we will continue to cover what else Professor Todd Green used from Mr. Barack Hussein Obama to prove his point that Obama was a pluralistic man who believed that there is good in Islam and there is good in Christianity. And that is what we will be covering in our next broadcast, as we will continue in our study of Islamophobia and the 2020 election. And until we meet again, may the true God of the Bible continue to bless you and yours.
Perhaps the greatest fear that Muslims have is the constant insecurity that the Quran declares about heaven and hell. According to Islam, no one can know for sure if they will spend eternity with the Lord in heaven or suffering apart from him in hell. Even Muhammad said that he did not know if even he would make it to paradise. Did you know that the Bible says that you can know 100% for sure that your soul will be with the Lord after death? God knows that it would be impossible to live a life of joy and peace if a person was always in doubt about their soul. God wants you to be sure. In fact, Jesus had to come to this earth and die on the cross so that you could know that you had eternal life. You see, our problem is sin, which is rebellion against the God who created us and loves us. God is perfect and holy, and he cannot allow sin into his heaven. We must have our sins forgiven and removed, and that's why Jesus suffered and died on the cross, to pay the penalty for your sins and for mine. Because of what Jesus did on the cross, God can forgive you. He can save you, no matter who you are or what you have done. God has done everything necessary to save your soul. But now, the decision is up to you. Will you turn away from your sin and rebellion and trust Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Good works, church attendance, and baptism cannot get your soul to heaven, but Jesus can. The Bible says, "Whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Why don't you call out to the Lord right now? Perhaps saying something like this: "Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner and that I do deserve to be punished, but I believe that you sent Jesus to die for me, to pay the price for my sins. Right now, I turn away from my sin and I invite you to come and be my Lord and my Savior. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen." Have you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? Or perhaps you have further questions about Islam or Christianity? Why not take a moment right now and visit us online at www.thestraightway.org. That's www.thestraightway.org. May God bless you richly until we meet again right here on Revealing the Truth About Islam. This program has come to you by satellite on the VCY America Network. Please support the station which carries this program. Thank you.